Let's pick up Bill in California, and he's got a question about his friend. What's going on with your friend, Bill?
Well, I haven't talked to him in a while, but we got an email. He's got, I guess, he's been sick for a while, but he's got ALS.
Okay.
And now, I guess he's on tracheo respirators.
Wow.
I don't think it's looking very good, but I'm just always curious. I love listening to you on, but what causes that? And
well, all of the, that is one of many problems known as neurodegenerative issues, and they always are driven accordingly. Some bug gets in there. It either is expressed from the gene or from the outside, and it produces an ever-escalating amount of free radicals and an ever-escalating amount of what we call excitotoxins. Now, excitotoxins are nothing more than neurotransmitters that act too long at the cell. So we can modulate these excitotoxins by loading high doses of bioflavonoids. Probably my favorite way to do that, depending on where the issue is, and in this case it's going to be in the brain, so the best thing is going to be multi-pollen. And I don't know how much he weighs, but anywhere from 2 to 4 per meal is what is normally used. And then, of course, we want to start quenching this free radical cascade that's going on. And the way we would do that, of course, would be DHLA. But remember, DHLA, while it can quench every known free radical that can occur in living tissue, it is not the most efficient at every single one. So we add some of the super efficient ones, like nano green tea, and now the DHLA may work 2 or 3 times even better. And we add some quinol, because these people usually have a serious drop in cell energy, and so they start losing cells left and right because the cell's killing itself as the cell energy drops. So loading this guy, and then finally Max Stress B, because there are so many issues with cell energy that depend on acetyl coenzyme A and coenzyme A. So we can jump in, and these couple things can kind of slow the process while you try to get to the cause. And usually in older people, the main cause is they lost their HCL and all kinds of stuff in the food get carte blanche to the body. And so that's why you can see another reason why the HCL detox kit is, in my opinion, the single most important thing you would take as a supplement. Okay?
Okay. One quick comment about the HCL. On a personal note, I've taken it, and when I take it, I get like a hot kind of tingly feeling.
Okay. And where is that, at the stomach, or is that?
No, the head, really.
Okay,
head,
well, spacer, yeah. That is a detox. You're still cleaning something up with that because it's a powerful detoxifier and blood purifier. So I think you want to keep on going. How old a man are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Okay. Well, I'd also be making sure you had adequate salt, because you may be low in salt. And I would certainly keep doing it. The symptom, the issue that you're mentioning is not typically a problem with taking it. It's more of an issue with the body's got something to clean up, and it's going after it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for your call, Bill.
Thank you, Dr.
You're welcome.